Tuesday afternoon. Lord have mercy. Welcome to Night Tracks Radio. And today's artist spotlight, gifted, renowned trombonist, Mr. Jeff Bradshaw, is blessing us today with his new album, Jeff Bradshaw 20. And I cannot believe the last time I had this talented brother on the show, he had just released Bon Appetit, Volume 1, Main Course, and he is, yes, Lord. It's been a long time. But you know, like the old saying, great things come to those who wait, man. You looking good, man. So healthy. It's a beautiful thing, man. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Same here, man. Number one, congratulations on the wonderful new album. I mean, the people that you were able to assemble on this album, from Mike Burton, Keith Phelps, and I mean the captivating Rebecca Jane, of course, and Raheem Duvall. You put it together, man. So let me ask you, how do you feel? Because I know personally that you're a perfectionist. So how do you feel about the overall album? How do you feel about it?
Oh, man, I love it. It's my best work, man. I mean, it's funny because it only took me 11 months to record this album, which it normally takes me a little longer than that, but it took me 11. I was very intentional about what I wanted on this record. I was very intentional about the people I wanted to work with. I was very intentional about the diversity in the music. You know, I wanted this to be a broad spectrum of great music, but I wanted it to all fit together in one great ride and one great journey, man. And it came out perfect, exactly where I wanted it. And it sounded great, mixed and mastered by Jelani Jackson. I mean, this record is, it's my best work. And it's not hard, that's not easy to do with the albums that I've had and you know, being inside your head, trying to figure out how am I going to top this? Every time I release an album, I'll be like, oh God, excuse me, how am I going to top this?
And, you know, right.
With God's help and God putting the right people in my path and the right people. Some people I had just met, Keith Phelps, a producer, and produced three songs on the album and featured on one of them. There are people that I've worked on this record before. They're producers that I've worked with before. Junius Bervine, I've worked before. Beyond the Stars, Sly featuring Jill Scott. Daniel Crawford, we did a Cape Town together on Stronger. But it was really, really exciting to work with new people, really exciting to work with Rebecca J. It's always a party when I get to work with my brother Raheem. Eric Robeson is perfection with a pen. Liz Vaughn is Lettucey and Shirley Murdoch all in one person. This album is full of, you know, and to be able to celebrate the God that I love and always try to put a gospel song on a record and to be able to enlist the help of this gospel alien named B. Slade. it just came together so well, man. I'm so happy, and I hope that the world, you know, with the help of you and the many others, I'm just trying to make sure that the world knows that a trombonist from the hood, the self-taught, that grew up in church, has this incredible way of putting together great music and pulling great people together to show the many roles that a trombone can play, that there are many great, great albums that are done by people other than sax players.
Right. I get it. I definitely understand. I think the thing that has me feeling so euphoric is to see you happy, man. That makes me feel good better than anything else, to see you happy and to make a statement like, to the point, this is your best work, because Bon Appetit, man, was critically acclaimed.
Yes.
I mean, it was critically acclaimed. To one point, you had some people saying this was going to be your albatross. How were you going to top something like that? So for you to come out as being a pure musician and say, you know what, this is my best work, that's a huge thing. Well, let me ask you something. One of the things I have noticed, for whatever reason, you and Eric have a very special chemistry together, and it seems that he brings the best out of you. What, describe that friendship and also the chemistry that you have working together.
I have to say, I have to agree with you. I feel like I have that synergy with me and Eric. I feel like I have the same energy and the same synergy when I record records with Raheem Devon as well. It's something about, man, first of all, they're my friends. Like, outside of music, they're my friends. They're my brothers. Eric is my brother outside of music. We pray together. We talk family together. He's one of my confidants and one of my dearest friends. And when we get together, man, it's just something really special happens. And it's something really divine happens. And once again, we'll make some time. It's like, wow. I think this I mean, make some time is on pace to be outside of, I think my most successful single probably was All Time Love, featuring Eric Robinson and Robert Glasper. I think that this is on pace to be, just the synergy of this single and of this record, I think it's on pace to be one of my greatest songs I've ever recorded.
That is definitely saying a lot from you. You've experienced the ebb and flows, the ups and downs of this industry, you know, being an independent artist, having complete creative control of your music. Yes. And I wanted to ask, and I know a lot of the listeners would love to know, how have you been able to kind of balance everything and also keep everything in perspective, meaning not get too high, but definitely not get too low, and also keeping, first and foremost, keeping God in your life and prayer?
You know, he has a way of getting your attention when you're feeling a little too high. And, yeah. When he has a purpose for your life and a purpose on your life, and when you start putting a little bit too much of you in there, he reminds you that it's really him. The inhale and the exhale, and just to get up and walk, to be able to, you know. And I've had some experiences, man, some health scares, and he constantly reminds me that he's in control. That it's his purpose on my life that gives me purpose, and that's another thing. Eric is another one of those brothers who has God first in his life and family. And when you put God men together, you know, God speaks, man, and make some time. It is one of those songs that it's just a song of great advice, a song that a lot of us have experienced, a song that most people can relate to. When a couple that's busy, it's really important that you make some time for yourself. He makes some time for him. She makes some time for her. They make time for each other. And then they can make time for love. It's a very simple message, but it's a very, very vital, important lesson in relationships. One that I failed at many times. When you're running for the crown, you know, there are many sacrifices. But if I could go back and do some things different, and had a better handle on balance, and made some time,
right,
I may not have failed. But you know. It's all a learning part. It's all, you know, life be life it. Life be life it, man.
It is true. You know, the funny thing is, I find it rather apropos with your album called Jeff Bradshaw 20. I remember it was a song by George Benson, and the name of the song was called 2020 Vision. If I knew back then what I know now.
Absolutely. But it's all a part of life, though. Like, life be life. And it's like it's all a part of knowing what you've been through back then.
Right.
And understanding that if you want to have a successful relationship, you have to make some time for you. She has to make some time for her. You have to make time for each other. And then you can make time for love.
Yeah, you know? Without question.
And that's why powerful. That's why this song, with such a simple message and a beautiful groove, and I'm doing what I'm doing, Eric's telling the story, song produced by the incredible Mr. Isaac Phillips. I mean, we got a record on our hands. We got a record on our hands, man.
Well, it definitely resonates. You know, one of the things I love about the overall album is that you have managed to keep it raw, but also polished at the same time, because it's still keeping that true essence of who Jeff Bradshaw really is. So it's like you've balanced it, man. You've done a wonderful job. And the feedback that I've been getting, not just because of the album, but your live performances, man, you're looking like you're in your 20s again, brother. You're out there and you're doing
It's a party, man. It's a party. Everybody knows Adventure Jeff Bradshaw. Everybody knows Adventure Jeff Bradshaw show. It's an experience. If you want people to go home and get in their cars and drive home and say, wow.
Yeah.
What the hell did I just experience? I had such a good time. I want people to go to work the next day. I want people to go to work the next day and say, wow, I wanted to see Jeff Bradshaw last night. And man, what a fun, it was a fun experience. We laughed, we danced, we cried, we prayed, we honored God. We talked about God. We talked about musical heroes, people from our past. We listened to progressive music of now, but all together, we just took this really nice journey and it was a party. People want to go and have a good time. You want to go to a place and sit there all night. And there are times when you go see certain artists and the music is smooth and captivating. And you're just like, wow, what did I just experience? Like when I go see, when I've seen Gregory Porter, and you just sit and it's so masterful. And what he does and the style of what he does, it's just so amazing. Kim is another one. You just sit. And you can just sit and just nod your head to Kim. Jeff Bradshaw concerts are not that. Jeff Bradshaw concerts are
one big.
That's a good. Jeff Bradshaw concert. It's this. We up. We in the aisles. We in front of the stage. It's an electric slide. He coming in the audience. He gonna dance with us. I mean, I'm here to provide the party. That's my job, to provide the party with great music and give them a soul. I give them a soul, jazz, R&B, hip-hop part. That's my job.
Well, you know something, man? The Jeff Bradshaw live experience, it's like you have your own personal congregation, man, and everybody's just rejoicing.
Yeah.
Your personal congregation, and everybody's just rejoicing, and everybody is just vibing. My thing is, man, how long does it take you to kind of wind down from that kind of experience after a concert?
A couple hours, because I'm sweating. I sweat a lot because I dance. And, you know, I dance and run all over the stage. I'm in the audience. It takes me a couple hours to wind down. Like when I'm done on stage and sign a CD and take a picture, I just go sit in the dressing room and just sit there and just thank God again. Just thank and honor God for allowing me to have this amazing job and honor Him for giving me this gift that I hold so near and dear to my heart, that I treasure so much, that I give it all. I give all I have, and I let people know everything I have, this whole gift, I thank God for it. And I know that what He gave me, He didn't give nobody else. Yeah. What He gave me was especially for me. I am one of one.
This is true. I can definitely relate, because God has a tendency to provide us with our own special gifts, own special unique talents. It's just up to us to be able to recognize it and accept it. And what I've also noticed about this album, of course, Jeff Bradshaw 20, I can honestly say, out of all the other projects that you have done, the level of transparency in this album is completely different from any other work that you've done. You have revealed certain aspects of your life and incorporated in this album on a whole different level. Yeah. And it seems that you're more comfortable on who Jeff Bradshaw is. And I've heard in previous interviews, you say, you know, sometimes it takes you to become humble, to really understand what your, as you stated before, what your purpose is.
Absolutely.
So you know what your purpose is. Absolutely. What can we expect for the rest of this year? Because I say you're doing a lot of touring. You need to come to Houston, brother. I mean, we would love to have you
out. I'm coming, man. I'm touring all summer, all fall. I'm also touring as a special guest with Patti LaBelle all summer, all fall. I'm on the road, man. We kicking it. We are having such a good time. And this weekend is my first show. I'm playing the Lake Arbor Jazz Festival. This will be my first show since the album came out. Me and Eric Robeson at the Lake Arbor Jazz Festival. And, man, I'm just so excited to hear people's reactions when we start to play songs from the album. And it's just been awesome. And I just want people to help me to continue to make history as a trombone player from the hood, self-taught, that approaches albums like Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
Like my mentor told me to do. He said, my mentor, Mark Byers, he said, approach the albums like Quincy Jones. You know, it shows the different roles that I play on every song. The trombone plays a different role in every song. You know, there's some instrumentals. There's instrumentals, there's tributes. I did a tribute to Stevie Wonder on the album. It's the most original music since my first album. This is the most original music. You know, I think there's like one cover on the whole album. The rest of the album is all original music. So, which is, I'm excited about. It's my most diverse album. I reached out into Afro beats. I reached out into Latin jazz with a touch of hip hop. I reached out into spoken word. I reached out into hip hop. You know, I reached and stretched into these areas of music that I love and that people around the world love. And I wanted to make sure that this 20th anniversary album was impactful, that people were touched by it, that people were moved by it, but people's eyes were open beyond what they normally like. Like, wait a minute, this is incredible. I'm talking about the people that are hearing me for the first time. Because when people go back, sometimes there's going to be thousands of people who are going to be hearing this music for the first time and hearing me for the first time. And I'm excited about them not just downloading and streaming this album, but telling their friends, but going back. Like, what did I miss? This is his fifth album? Let me go back and see what I missed.
Yeah.
Enjoying the journey. It's about that for me.
Absolutely. It's about getting back in that Doctor Who time machine and seeing what you missed, man, and get caught up. You know, one of the things that I also want to touch upon, the family, be sure to get the new album. It is available as we speak. You got to get it. The entire album is incredible. Make Some Time has been killing the charts, burning the charts up. The love and adulation that you have been getting. And I'm going to ask, and I know a lot of the listeners and supporters out there would like to know, what has it meant to you from a personal standpoint that you've had people in the beginning loving and adoring your music and they still with you now, man, and they showing you that kind of love and adulation? What has it meant to you?
It's very emotional to me when I ask how many people have been with me since Bone Deep at my shows, and to see the amount of people that raise their hands. It's very touching. It's very emotional to know that people have been along, that there are thousands of people around this country that get it, that get me, to understand what it is. Most of them just haven't had the opportunity to see me.
Right.
So it's really up to the festival buyers. And I've played all the city wineries. I played a lot of jazz festivals, but there's a lot of festivals I haven't played. And it's really up to the people to speak for me, the radio stations to speak for me, and the people to say, like, hey, why don't you guys have Jeff Bradshaw this year? It's like, because a lot of people are just tired of seeing the same 15 people.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, you look at the festivals and God bless my peers. A lot of them are my heroes. Kirk Whalum, Joe Albright, Eric Darius, my friends, Lynn Roundtree, Julian Vaughn, Brian Simpson. Obviously BC, Brian Coberson, who I love his music. There are a lot of great people out there who I respect. Dave Kies, one of our legends. Jonathan Butler. I mean, there's so many people out there. You know, my big sister Mesa, who I've worked with many times. I'm just trying to provide some balance and give them something they can't get nowhere else but here, because I'm one of one. And once they get me, they definitely bring me back.
Without question. I told a good friend of mine, he said, Teddy Bear, how would you describe Jeff's new album? I said, man, to me, it's like one big gigantic bowl of jambalaya. Because you get different essence of everything, man, from a hip hop, jazz, blues. You get everything incorporated into this album, and you did a wonderful job. But again, before I let you ease on down the road, again, more than anything else, man, I'm just so happy and overjoyed to see you happy. Yes. I'm glad that you were doing great. For a while, I was like, man, I gotta have his brother back, man. Gotta have his brother back. He's too talented, and you've overcome all your obstacles, man, and you're standing on it strong, and you're doing your thing, and you're bringing happiness to so many people. So it's definitely an honor and a privilege for me to have you back on the show and to see you doing wonderful, man. It's definitely a privilege, man.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate your kind words. You know, it's been a journey, and it's been a journey that I'm humbled by the lessons that I've learned in many ways, in business, in life, in health. I've learned so much, and that's why it was easy for me to be extremely purposeful about this record. There's no, I feel like, you know, tomorrow is a promise. And, you know, if I can quote the words of my big brother, Jazzy Jeff, the legendary DJ Jazzy Jeff, who produced the first song on this album, I'm going to die empty. Yeah. I'm going to give this world every bit of creativity, every bit of energy, everything that I have that God gave me. I'm going to give it all. I'm not going to leave nothing in the studio. I'm going to die empty. I'm going to give everything I had, and I hope that it will be enough.
Brother, it's more than enough, because I've always said we want our music shaken, but yes, never stirred.
Lord, absolutely. 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 And that's the way you want to deliver it. That's the way you want to be purposeful about that. And I am. And that's, I'm just trying to create history. You know, it's like, I'm just trying to do something historic with an instrument that it hasn't been done.
And you're doing it, man. You're definitely on your path. And family, be sure to catch up with Jeff on all of his social media outlets, from Instagram, also on Facebook and Twitter, so you can get all the latest updates as far as tour information. You say, well, he's not coming to the city. Go right there, Jeff. Go right there, bro.
I'm sorry. I am Jeff Bradshaw. There you go. On everything. I am Jeff Bradshaw on all social media.
One of one. He is him. One of one. Lord have mercy.
One of one.
Man. Brother, thank you so much for taking time and blessing us today. Much continued success. Thank you, brother. Come down to Houston, you know the Teddy Bear will be in front row, man. I'll be in the front row.
I'll be looking for you. I'll be looking for you. Take care, brother.
All right, brother. Absolutely. The legendary Mr. Jeff Bradshaw joining us today. And family, remember, get the new album, Jeff Bradshaw 20, available as we speak on all social media outlets. 13 tracks, a kaleidoscope of gumbo, jambalaya, you name it. Beautiful music. Definitely a beautiful experience. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and allowing the Teddy Bear help you tune out all the negativity. And also, I want to send out a very special thank you for the ones who tuned in and listened to the interview with the legendary Mr. John Oates of Hall & Oates. We had him on iHeartRadio. We did that earlier. Great interview. And if you missed the interview, be sure to stop by iHeartRadio at Night Tracks with two X's, Night Tracks Radio. And you can listen to the interview in its entirety. Also, it'll be on our Instagram page as well as our YouTube channel at YouTube. That's at Night Tracks with two X's, Night Tracks Radio Podcast. Again, I want to thank everyone for supporting us. Without you, there's no Night Tracks and definitely no Teddy Bear. And as always, keep it soulful here on Night Tracks Radio.